96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
All over the world, like a fever, freedom is spreading in the widest liberation movement in history. The great masses of people are determined to end the exploitation of their races and lands.
As we honor the memory of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we take a look at race in America and mass media. Are the portrayals and the news coverage fair? Are they equal in representation? Well, my guests are Hazel Trice-Etney. She is editor-in-chief of the Trice-Etney Newswire and president of the Capitol Press Club, and Lauren Burke, managing editor of Politics365.com. We want to hear from you as well. What do you think about this issue? Lines are open. Give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Hazel, Lauren, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Good to be here.
You know, this is not a new issue. The issue of whether or not minority groups, specifically African Americans, are covered equally and fairly represented in media and even entertainment is a long-standing issue. Just from the top of your head, Hazel, where are we now? Are we better now than we were 5-10 years ago? Have we gone downhill? Have we just kind of maintained?
The perception is that we are better simply because you are seeing more and more of the so-called mainstream media reporting more on racial incidents, such as police shootings, etc. But the reality is that it has really not gotten any better, and this is the reason I say that. We see the mainstream media, which, you know, we really call the white media when you look at the white, the black-owned newspapers, etc. We see them covering one event at a time, one shooting at a time, one protest at a time. When 24/7 you have black newspapers around the country, you have the black press that has specialized in covering what is going on between the most famous shootings. Now, the advent of social media, the advent of the videotape, such as what Rodney King, the beating that really brought police brutality to all of America, is one thing. But to cover the economic oppression that comes between these beatings, to cover the consistent beatings of police of black males, the ones that don't get on the news, that is what the black press has been doing. And so I have found in my career and working for the black press, which I've done all of my career, that although the white media appears to be doing much better now, they're still missing it when it comes to giving the background of these, of what's going on in our communities, and giving the actual context of the racism that is so prevalent.
Lauren, your thoughts on, same question. Where are we now compared to 5, 10, 20, even perhaps 30 or 40 years ago?
I think we're actually a little bit better off now because of the technology, because there's so many players in the game, so many more players in the game. You obviously, on the black media side, you have The Root, you have The Griot, you have Telemundo, you had Univision. I think they've been around for a while, but still, they've got now the power because of the internet to get more in the game than they used to. And our media, I think, has become now, you've got the niche media issue where people are now going to find the information that they want to go and find, rather than have to sort of just, you know, watch and look at what is sort of just shown to them and that's it. But with all these sites now and all these opportunities to sort of report because of the technology, we are seeing some diversification. What we're not seeing is that the bigger news outlets are hiring diverse. I mean, they're not hiring diverse. You're still seeing, and I've been in a lot of newsrooms because I'm a freelancer, and you know, you end up going to a lot of newsrooms.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I've seen newsrooms where I walk in and I'm basically the Jackie Robinson of the newsroom. It should not be the case in 2004 and in the 2000s. But so you still see with the bigger media companies, very few black people at the top. You got to really hand it, I think, to NBC specifically. The reasoning may, of course, do more has to do more with the Comcast deal than anything else. But still, NBC has done a really good job at diversity. They have a black bureau chief here in Washington, Ken Strickland, and that's a, sort of a really big deal.
But, yeah, that's a huge deal.
But most companies can't say what NBC can say.
Now, but here's the question also. Should mainstream media, with all of the other diverse outlets that we have now, again, social media, black newspapers now online and the like, in certain suffice to say, although, you know, many of them, you know, are struggling to even stay, you know, where they are. How do we, you know, fix our mouths to ask whether they should be more diverse? Or is this an issue of diversity, or is this an issue of accuracy when they do report?
I believe it's an issue of accuracy, you know, when they do report. It's also an issue of sensitivity, just plain old good journalism, and stop leaving out the facts. You know, when you look at the difference between the reporting of some cities and between black newspapers and white newspapers, you will see a long-standing record of many of the more conservative white newspapers in cities leaving out the good things, for example, that black people are doing, or painting a picture of a victim almost as if it was fair game for them to shoot him unarmed, etc. And you look at the flip side and look at what the black media, you know, has been reporting, even if they have white journalists there. Think about the Richmond Free Press, for example. The leading journalist there is a guy named Jeremy Lazarus, who is an extraordinary reporter who happens to be white. But he knows how to paint the fair and accurate picture by simply looking at the facts of what's been happening to black people.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Looking to hear from you, what do you think about the representation of race and racial issues in the mass media, whether it is the news or even in entertainment? Would like to hear your thoughts about this. And also, before we go to break, Hazel, this discussion is part of an event that is coming up later this month. Share that with us, if you will.
It's called Coverage of Race in America. How are we doing? How can we do it better? It is a joint forum being held by the Capitol Press Club and the National Press Club. The Capitol Press Club is historically black, founded because the National Press Club at one time refused to accept white members. For the first time, we are coming together for a joint forum to talk about race coverage in America. And we have an all-star panel to do that.
Okay. And where can you find out information about that?
You can look on the webpage of the National Press Club or on the webpage of the Capitol Press Club. That's capitalpressclub.org.
Capitalpressclub.org. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're also going to dig a little bit deeper in this. You know, Hazel mentioned something about, you know, providing, you know, context when you talk about covering the black community. But suffice it to say, can all black people do that? We'll talk about that when we come back. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. As we honor the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. tonight, we are also taking a look at race in America and the mass media. Are the portrayals and news coverage fair? Are they equal in representation? Well, my guests are Hazel Trice Etney. She is editor-in-chief of the Trice Etney Newswire and president of the Capitol Press Club. Also, Lauren Burke, managing editor of Politics365.com. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let's go to Troy, calling from Arlington, Virginia. Troy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing? I'm kind of glad to be able to talk on here. Well, I'm a black golfer, mm-hmm. and I'm not just a black golfer. I actually take it very serious. Like, I'm trying to go pro in a couple of years.
Okay.
And that's my goal. My thing is with the media, when they portray black people when they play golf, it's always a joke. It's never, like, serious. The only person that, you know, they've only really taken serious in golf world that was black was Tiger Woods. And my thing is growing up, all I heard was, oh, you want to be Tiger Woods. Oh, you want to be this and that. And also where it comes to, like, you know, the time when Tiger Woods had gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
And he got caught, you know, with all the women. That situation in the golf world wouldn't have been as big if he was a white male. And also, it wouldn't have been as big if those women weren't white. And I'm not trying to say that that's fair or anything. I'm just saying that that's just how the white media is golf media. It really is, because, you know, most young African American males don't play golf because it's expensive.
Well, hold on. Let me stop right there, because you did say something that I think is really, really interesting. Lauren, I'll have you address this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is Troy right? Do you think this was a big issue because Tiger Woods was black? I say yes. He's black. He says, you know, that he is, biracial. That's another conversation. The point of the matter is that, you know, do you think it's because he was black or because he was, you know, the best golfer in the world?
Well, a little both. I mean, obviously the media is a reflection of the greater society that we're in. And we know who controls most of our media, just as who controls most of our greater society. The majority controls it. And usually that's white males in the newsroom. So there's nothing wrong with white males in the newsroom, but they are making these decisions and evaluations about the rest of us as they go. So I do think it was largely in part because Tiger Woods was the number one golfer in the world and an extraordinary golfer, and is still on the brink of breaking Jack Nicklaus's record. So, I mean, that is part of it. Now, if it was one of the other golfers, you know, I can see, you know, you also too have to consider it is golf. I mean, would this be a story of football?
Skirt chasing in golf is nothing new either.
True, but I mean, I wonder if it was a football player, would we be talking about it? I mean, football players, we've seen, you know, we've heard stories in the background.
This was a white punter.
You know? I think it might be a golf thing too, that it was a big story.
Yeah, Hazel.
Well, you know, I honestly believe that it's even greater, you know, than what they discuss in the newsrooms. It has to do with what America wants to see. It has to do with the big R word, ratings. And they know that there's a large part of their viewership, which is probably predominantly white, that wants to see what this black man is doing in the vast white world with a white wife, et cetera, and all the cheating and all the scandal and the white girls and all that kind of stuff. You also see the same. So I agree with the caller from the standpoint of the ratings probably would not have been as high if Tiger Woods had been a leading white golfer who had the same kind of situation with his wife. You see the same kind of thing happening with the missing white girl syndrome. When you see all of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed white women who go missing. How many black women are missing in across America? But yet the ratings are not the same when they are looking for those black women as they go up when they're looking for white women.
Troy, thank you so much for your phone call. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Ashley, Stacy, Victoria, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Phone number 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Race and Mass Media. We'll be back in just a moment on Sirius XM Channel 141.